Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Let's pray in the Spirit for a few minutes. Still giving him praise and glory. Shanda lamakose keteya mato. Mandolo boshe kele bota. Metala bashaka. Shekala mandoso. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kolava Shata. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you for everything that you are doing in our midst. Thank you for every life that is here. Thank you for every family that is represented here. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for this house. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you for Pastor Zach. Thank you for Pastor D. Lord, we're grateful. Our hearts are full of joy. Thank you for all the testimonies in our lives. Thank you for your good hand that is upon everyone's life. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you again for tonight. Thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you because we know that there is grace. Thank you because there is utterance. Lord, I ask that you would help us again tonight. You would touch us again tonight. And in your mercy and your grace, none of us would leave here the same way that we have come. Let us look more like Jesus after this fellowship in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for all those that are listening to us online. Please, Lord, have mercy on them and send your word to them as well. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. And let's appreciate the worship team. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, we thank God for that time of worship. How many of us feel refreshed already and blessed? Even though the worship is not for us, it's for God, but somehow it always rubs off. We give God praise. Good evening, everybody. How was your day? We thank God. So we want to look at the Word of God in the time that we have. We're blessed already. If we share the grace now and go, it will be a good service. Amen. But I believe that God still has an icing that he wants to put on our cake tonight. And I believe that tonight's word would bless you. Amen. So let's turn our Bibles to, please, you know the drill. Make sure there's no empty seat in front of you. Let's leave the back for the late comers. Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 15. We'll be seeing quite a few scriptures this evening, as we like to do, because it's very, very important. Amen. So Romans chapter 15, let's look at verse 4. We'll begin from here and we'll just build it up gradually. If we can't finish today, we would continue the next time that God gives us the grace and the opportunity to look at this. Hallelujah. Are we all here? Mind, body, and spirit. Amen. Wherever your mind is, please collect it back and bring it here for the next 50 to 60 minutes. Amen. So the Bible says, for whatever things were written before, were written for what? Our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Let's read it together one more time. Amen. This is a very, very beautiful scripture, and it's so rich. And the more you look at it, it just keeps unveiling. So the Bible says, whatever was written for our learning. And I want to speak to us around that this evening. There is an assumption that we're all learning. Amen. In fact, I don't know how you look at your life, but when you want to thank God, and I want to encourage you, when you want to thank God, one of the greatest things happening to you now, wherever season you find yourself, is the things that you are learning. Amen. In fact, one of the ways to navigate the perilous times, and we will get there, is to learn. To have a posture that is constantly learning. You know, in Lagos, when we want to insult somebody, maybe someone that is learning how to drive. You know, people learning how to drive in Lagos receive a lot of insults. When they say learner, it's not in a courteous, because Lagos, everything is constantly moving. So the learners remind you of how slow things can be. And when people want to insult you, they say, learner. Amen. So Lagos is it's the best place to learn how to drive, because if you can learn how to drive here, then there's practically no city. But in the spirit, as Christians, we are going to be learners for the rest of our lives. Amen. Even when you begin to teach, for that teaching to keep being effective, for your life to keep being effective, for that teaching not to be corrupted, then you would have to take on the posture of learning. Hallelujah. We're learning about the kingdom. We're learning about God. We're learning about church life. How many of you are learning? You look at your life and you can say that you are truly learning. So please stay with me as we go on this journey together this evening. So he says, whatever things were written for our learning. You must arrange your life in a way where you are constantly learning. You must set your heart. You must have a posture that is constantly learning so that we can see the right outcomes. The Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I think from verse 6 or so, it speaks about people that are always learning, but they never come to the knowledge of the truth. That will never be you in Jesus' name. But there is so much at stake. There is so much that the Spirit of God wants to teach us. There is so much that God's servant, Pastor Zach here, has to teach us. But you must arrange your heart in a way where you are constantly learning. And we're going to see a couple of things this evening. But the first point, if this was a bullet point presentation, the first point is that you must have a posture of learning. There is a way your heart can be that you won't be learning anymore. You will either not be learning, or you will be learning the things that can corrupt your soul. Hallelujah. And you won't be pure after a while, and you won't really be able to walk with God. So whatever things, so that's the first point. Whatever things were written, and a lot has been written in Scripture, it was written for our learning. So you are a forever student of the Bible. You are a forever student of life. Amen. Is it student or student? The English people. But that student is not realistic, is not real English. It's radio, is newscasting English. Bola, which one? Student, Abby. But do you always say student every time? When you are relating with Tayo. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. So student. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not used to that, Abby. Okay, student. So you are a student of, you should be a student of life. Amen. This is the way that wisdom will come. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says that a wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Amen. So this can be you for the rest of your life. He says it's not just jumping up and down everywhere. You are gathering wisdom. We've not all gathered wisdom at the same level or at the same pace. It's not only Pastor Zach that should be gathering wisdom or gathering knowledge or gathering understanding. All of us in this room, if we're truly going to be an army for Jesus Christ, you must set your heart in a way where you are learning. So there is an assumption that we're all learning. The only challenge is time will tell. Amen. When situations come, as life begins to happen, as we begin to journey, you know those days when we in school, some people, as the lecture or the class is going on, there's a lot of activity. Before the teacher even says one, they're already asking questions. They're just forming a lot of activity. And you are trying to figure out what is going on here. Amen. But I've seen it happen again and again. When maybe it's time for test or exam, sometimes the test is in that same lecture. They are lost. And they begin to stretch their neck and ask you what to copy. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember one exam we did, the lecturer was so wicked, he carried all the people that he felt were brilliant, and he put everybody in one class and left the remaining people. And it wasn't a good day for most of those people. Another time, we got into the class, and this guy would always go to club, so he already planned how he would copy and everything. And then by the time he entered the class, he saw the setting. And he exclaimed, for those of us that watch soccer, he says, "This is San Siro." The way they arranged everywhere. So the next person, wide. You can't try anything. And he was just sweating and all of that. And it wasn't good. So we must give ourselves to learning. Amen. There is nothing that somebody has learned that you cannot learn. And in this context, I'm talking about kingdom, church life, before we even come to the general. There are heart postures that don't make learning easy. Amen. And you want to deal with that. Otherwise, you will not enjoy your walk with God. You will not maximize your Christianity. One of the beauties of Christianity is the things that you are learning. Amen. Either directly from God, from the Spirit of God, and many times from a setup like this. So every time you come to church, we are learning. Amen. Not necessarily new things. There is one thing that learning does. Learning helps you appreciate the value of things. Amen. One of the things that would happen in the end time is that the value that people have for things would begin to would begin to drop. Hallelujah. So if the enemy is going to come for any of us now, he's not going to, if any of us is going to backslide, for example, there is a reason it is called backsliding. Nobody backslides in one day. Amen. It is little by little, little by little, the intensity begins to drop. And as Pizak used to say, till you find yourself outside the church. Hallelujah. So with the help of the Holy Spirit tonight, I want us to see one of the things that we're going to give ourselves to for the rest of our lives. And that is learning. Amen. When you open your Bible, don't open your Bible as a Bible scholar. Amen. These are, because the Bible says that knowledge puffs up. Amen. There is a kind of learning that always keeps you calm, moderate, temperate, and the Spirit of God keeps flowing. So that's the first point. The second thing is that we all know about the grace of God. In Titus chapter 2, let's go to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Hope this is making some sense. Titus chapter 2. Hallelujah. From verse 11, the Bible says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us, amen, that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. But let's stay with verse 11. The Bible says that the grace of God, personified in Jesus Christ, has appeared to all men. And a major activity of that grace, and this was like the summary of everything that Jesus did when he was here. And it says that grace teaches. Amen. And if it is teaching, then it means that we're supposed to be what? To be learning. So the enemy is going to come for this. Amen. There are some people that are not teachable. Amen. But would come to those ones. So he says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. Amen. Now, many of us don't really understand this word soberly. To be sober in Christian context doesn't mean to be morose. Amen. It doesn't always mean to have a long face. Hallelujah. Bishop Oedipo says that the longer your face, the longer your way. Do you understand that? Is that everybody that always has a long face, you have a very long way to go. So soberness doesn't always mean having a long face. It doesn't mean always looking sad and serious. If you are like that, everybody will just, you just succeed in driving people away. Amen. That might even be the reason why some people are not even yet married. Of course, not in this house. Smile, you won't smile. You're always looking serious. Amen. Meanwhile, that is your number one prayer point. But to be sober basically means to have a disposition. I don't want to get into the Greek and all of that. You can research it for yourself. But it basically means to have a disposition that is stable. Amen. It's a combination of two words, safe and mind. So safe thinking. There are boundaries. Your thoughts have boundaries. Amen. You are stable. You don't party till you forget yourself. Amen. You don't drink till you start fellowshipping with the gutter. Hallelujah. You are stable. And this state of mind is required for learning. So one of the things that we are doing with our soberness, we're doing with our meekness, is that we're using it to learn. You are likely going to learn better when you are sober. Do you understand this? So the grace of God teaches us. So make sure that you are using your sober moments to learn. Amen. It's not just I want to be alone. That's not the issue. What are you doing alone? Amen. Some people are alone. You'll be amazed what they are planning. And the things running through their mind is not helping them in any way. Some people are planning of how they would scam other people. They say, I want to be alone. That's a useless kind of alone. But for us, we use our soberness to learn. Do we understand this? And that is how we would begin to look more like Christ. Pastor will always tell us about apostolic Christianity. And it's not just a buzzword. Apostolic Christianity is a curriculum. Amen. And if it's a curriculum, then it means that we must be a people giving to learning. So he says we are to live soberly, we are to live righteously, and we are to live godly in the present age. There is no amount of prosperity that should take us away from here. Amen. There is no amount of billions that should take us away from here. Do we understand this? Hallelujah. And that's why if you want God to bless you, you need to perfect some of these things quickly. You remember Pastor Zach's experience. He said one time, God told him, I've blessed you. I can't take it back. But what we now need to settle, or what you now need to settle, is the kind of blessed person that you will be. Believe it or not, if we play with this soberness, polygamy might begin to make sense to you at some point. Amen. Some of the people pushing polygamy today, they will tell you that they are Christians. Amen. And some of them actually have genuine experiences. Remember, safe thinking. Once you cross that boundary, then you begin to learn a lot of other demonic things that take you out of the way. But if we're going to prosper in God, then we must keep learning. The Bible speaks about the sons of Issachar. And one of the things it said about them is that they understood the times and they knew what Israel ought to do. Amen. One of the things that we ought to be doing is to be learning. Amen. Especially the things that cannot be learned in normal schools. Amen. That's why I said church life, kingdom, service, submission. Let's make sure that we're learning and let nobody take you out of it. One of the interesting things about learning is that anything that you have learned successfully, it is your portion. Nobody can take it from you. Jesus said to Mary and Martha, which of them was going up and down? Martha, Abby? Martha was going up and down. And Mary, the Bible says, Mary sat and was teaching, she was learning. And Jesus made a statement that many people gloss over. So when Martha came and she was ranting, and Jesus said to her, she has chosen the good part. I'm paraphrasing. And he says that what she has learned, or nobody will be able to take it from her. Amen. But one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part. You see, portion, which will not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. So whatever we are learning, whatever wisdom we are able to gather, it is your portion. Nobody can take it away from you. And that's why you need to arrange your life, arrange your family, arrange your heart in a way where that you are constantly learning. Are we following this? It's first of all a heart posture. Amen. There are people that have all the concordance that you can think of, but they are not learning. In fact, that concordance is the problem. Amen. There are people that have all kinds of Bibles. You know those people that always have, now there's nothing wrong with that. But for the sake of illustration, some people, you come to their office or their sitting room, maybe when they are doing Instagram Live and all of that, it's now part of the design of the room that there will be books behind. But you see, many times all those things are just format. They are not reading anything. It's just to give you an impression that we're learning. Amen. And this is why a lot of people are empty and a lot of people are shallow. Praise God. If you would just calm down, The Bible says, who is blind but my servant? It says, seeing many things but does not observe. Another word for observe there is learning. Let's give ourselves to learning. How many of us know that this is an apostolic house? Amen. And it's not just to excite you. It's truly an apostolic house. And in an apostolic house, we are given to learning. Amen. Whether you say, I like school, I don't like school, this is a different kind of school. Amen. You have to learn because eventually it is going to show. Amen. And the mistake sometimes might be costly. So I was saying that whatever we have learned, it becomes our portion. And one of the interesting things about portions is that ultimately, one of the bases for rejoicing is the portions that we have received from God. There's a scripture in Isaiah, and we've touched on this before. The Bible says, they shall rejoice, but not just rejoice, they shall rejoice in their portion. Amen. So ultimately, all of us will rejoice in our portion. So what happens when you don't have any portion? You'll be angry when you see your brother or your sister rejoicing. You might have some negative feelings, and that won't be good for you. Amen. So the times demand that we are giving to learning. Please, I beg you, whatever you do, set your heart in a way where you are learning. I'm sure you know that I'm not just talking, or we are not just talking theology. Hallelujah. The things pertaining to your life, make sure that with the help of the Spirit of God, you are learning. Marriage, for example, if you are not going to disgrace us on social media, make sure that you are learning. What are you using this allocation of grace for? And one of the things we're using the allocation of grace for is that we're learning. One of the ways to maximize your life, maximize your walk with God, is what you are learning. Because after all is said and done, This is what it will be about. Praise God. So I've said a few things, and I will touch on a few more things. But are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
But please, beyond being blessed, make sure that we're using these things. Hallelujah. For example, and these things are so simple and they are so practical, but you see, at the end of the day, it is about carrying grace. Amen. Please, Pastor has taught us already. Don't, when we're still looking at polluters of heavenly atmosphere, .. I think this message is going to be a classic. Amen. It's already a classic, but by the time we're done, and we'll look back years from now, and we'll thank God that we were. Hopefully, none of those things will stand against us. Hallelujah. And one of the things that we have looked at is that anybody that is a lover of position is already repelling prosperity. Hallelujah. And it's just that it's not in the Bible. But as I look around, I'm beginning to conclude that loving position is is also a work of the flesh. People just, especially in Nigeria and Africa, white people are a bit more different. But people, have you heard useless titles before? Amen. Somebody will say, will write their name, that is not enough for them, and then they'll put JP at the end. Now, what is JP? It took me a while. I didn't know what JP was. And then the day I found out, Jerusalem Pilgrim. Now, many of those people that are answering JP, they're not even born again. Amen. If you've ever gone to Jerusalem before, on the government budget, all kinds of human beings are on that trip. From prostitutes to drug dealers. Because it's the Holy Land now. They just believe that as they get there, all their sins are forgiven. Better go and look for someone that will teach them the Bible. If they die like that, they are going to hell. Amen. People have all kinds of useless titles. Every profession has a title. Amen. Whether the architects have their own, painters, engineers, everybody. And unfortunately, some of these people are in the house of God. They get angry. Have you seen people get angry maybe when you don't call their title? Now you have to be wise though. It's part of the learning. If you go and say, because we have said people love position and have useless titles, and you don't call some people by their title, anything you see, you will carry it like that. Amen. If you're an MC, for example, is what they give you, you will call. Imagine relax saying that, why do you want to answer this title? It will have a lot of balance hanging. They won't pay him. Amen. Some people love it. Their soul. So you give people what they want. If a man of God is answering a title, please don't say, well, why are you answering? Apostle is not, because the man was on his own. You are the one that invited him. So put it on the flyer and all of that. But we're saying that for your heart, for your soul, arrange your heart in a way where you are learning. Amen. God has arranged life. And you know, you don't have to be so deep to learn. Paul said, I think it's 2 Corinthians 11. He was talking to them about men having long hair. And I think 1 or 2 Corinthians. And then in one of the verses, it says, doesn't nature itself teach you? Amen. So even nature is a teacher. Hallelujah. Sometimes for those of you that watch, what are these stations on DSTV? Nat Geo Wild and all of that. Sometimes when you watch those things, you appreciate God more. Hallelujah. That's just nature seeing animals that don't have any soul jumping up and down. But you are seeing that somebody somewhere is behind all of this. It can help. There's a way it helps. It helps your worship to God. Hallelujah. So please, let us make sure that we are learning. You see, as I was thinking about this, this is one of the reasons why God has said that He has not called us to seek him in vain. Amen. Many of us don't appreciate what it means to do something in vain. The word vain is from a Hebrew word, either tohu or bohu now, I can't remember. But it speaks about something that doesn't have a form. Something that is shapeless. Amen. It means that you are, if you want to understand that word vain, let me give you two pictures. The first one, can you imagine a soccer game that has no goalpost? Amen. It has no goalpost. It has no referee. You know, we'll be there for a long time. Amen. There's no yardstick to measure anything. And after a while, people will just start going home by themselves. Maybe after we have stayed there for hours, or if you believe that they are still bringing the post and referee is still coming for days, after a while, you'll just be going by yourself. Second picture, you are just driving. Where are we going? We don't know. So maybe it's a long stretch. Say you want to drive to Cotonou, but because you don't have any destination, you know it's a straight road. Just keep going straight. After you get to Cotonou, maybe by the time you now enter Cameroon, your brain will now, it's all on a straight road. So vain, and you need to appreciate this about God. God is the opposite of vain is purpose. God is a God of purpose. And one of the things you are doing with your life, one of the things you are doing with your Christianity, one of the things you are doing with the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God is that you are learning. Amen. The Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives. You know, I want to beg you again. Don't be stuck on King James English that you don't really understand. So King James says, who gives liberally and unbraideth not. Now, what does that mean? Amen. I can guarantee that 60% of us in this room, we don't really know what it means. But you have done Bible quiz. You have collected gifts. You have done memory verse. But you see, the juice of that scripture, that word, it talks about a God that will not, what does the KJV say? Without reproach. But a new KJV says without reproach. The original, I'm sure we all know the Bible was translated. The original rendering, it talks about a God that will not mock you. He will not insult you. So it doesn't matter that. So the nature of God, it doesn't matter how many times you ask God for wisdom or to teach you something. God is not like human beings. God will never say, he will never do like this. Amen. We know, most of us do it now. When you are teaching, if you want to know how patient you are, just try teaching. And we're going to wrap up this conversation because after learning, the Bible says that we have to be apt to teach. It goes hand in hand. It's a cycle. Pari passu. Hallelujah. So he says that God will not insult you. I'm telling you, there are only God is like that. And the people that have his spirit. Amen. After a while, because all of us have projected, by now this person should get this thing. And everybody has their limit. Once you get to that limit, if the Spirit of God does not help you, you would insult that person. And you make a mess of another human being that God created. Hallelujah. So God does not insult. He doesn't mock us. He won't say, by now you should get this thing. So the nature of God, fundamentally, God teaches. Amen. When we walk with God, there is so much that we can learn. And as you see all the mass stupidity around, if you are not going to be part of it, then you have to be. The Bible says that your children will be taught of the Lord. Amen. There is, when God has taught somebody and the person has received it, it sets them apart. Hallelujah. As a wife, for example, or as a husband, whatever God has taught you that you have internalized, let the whole world come down. Nobody can take that thing away from you. Hallelujah. And if you keep growing in that thing, your marriage will never be able to crash. It doesn't matter the storm. It doesn't matter the challenges. Let's see a scripture in Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah 30 verse 20. So let's arrange ourselves to keep learning. Amen. This will help your attitude to receiving the word of God. Never get to a point in your life where at least you came to church by yourself this evening. Nobody forced you to come. Never get to a point in your life where you come to church, for example, and pastor, whoever the person that is preaching, and someone, you know, there are many things we don't say out, but in your heart is there. Never even say in your heart, what are they going to say? What are they going to say today? The moment you say that, you are introducing corruption into your heart and into your soul. So look at what the Bible says. It says, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, it says, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. And then, because your eyes... So this scripture is premised on the earlier one. So because your eyes are now seeing your teachers, it says your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. Amen. But if you do those teachers anyhow, you might not hear anything. Amen. Or you will hear, turn left, turn right, go forward, go backward. That is confusion. That is literally how confusion plays out. Multiple direction. Amen. Till your head begins to jam physically. Amen. Hallelujah. I know the Bible says that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. But that multitude, There is an assumption that they are all on the same path. If you listen to one person that takes you like this, another person takes you like this, another person takes you like this, another person takes you like this, after a while, you won't know who you are again. You may not even know your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Like one Bible study we went for one time. Oh, we laughed so hard. It was time for question and answer. And this guy got up and said, I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor. I'm an evangelist. I'm a teacher. So he now asks the man of God, so who am I now? He said he has all those graces. And I was with P-Zach and I think Pastor Shea. And I think a naughty person just whispered and said, Omoba. But it was really, really, you could see the pride with which he was asking. But at the same time, I could see the confusion. Hallelujah. That's why being of the same spirit and same mind is very important. Some people say they have two mentors. When you look at those two mentors, there's no relationship. Amen. Mentor A is taking them one side. Mentor B is taking them another side. How would there be clarity? Hallelujah. So the Bible says that our teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. I'm saying to us this evening, by the Spirit of God, one of the greatest things happening to you right now is what you are learning. It's the things that the Spirit of God is bringing to your attention and is causing you, is establishing you in those things. Please put value on it. Hallelujah. Because ultimately, there will be a difference between the people learning and the people that are not learning. Or the people learning righteousness or good things and the people that are learning corrupt things. Hallelujah. Because in a way, everybody's learning. But the issue is what are we learning? Amen. Some, thank God, not in this house. Some protocol people, all they have learned is how to wear suits and wear fine dress and push people away. Amen. You know all those kind of people. They are always forming activity. Time for the word, you won't see them. Time for prayer, you won't see them. But always active. But those are the ones that are very, 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 very shallow. Amen. People are learning all kinds of useless things. Amen. Believe it or not. And that's why we need to keep trusting God to purify our hearts. Not everybody's learning the things that they should be learning. Hallelujah. People are learning all kinds of useless things. I don't want to get into some of those things, but we all have an idea. It says, your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. It means that this is one of the ways that we will always enjoy grace. Because if you keep seeing your teachers, aligning with your teachers, the learning is continuous and the fruit of your lives will be beautiful. Hallelujah. Learning is so powerful. A Chinese proverb, and I love Chinese proverbs because many of them are close to what the Bible teaches. A Chinese proverb says that when the student or student. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Amen. When the student is ready, the teacher will. So you see, it's about your heart. If you arrange your heart in a way, nobody can teach me. Amen. Some people marry people that they don't want, they are not willing to learn from. So why did you marry the person? Hallelujah. Do you know that you can learn from a child? Like you can learn, and I always love how Pizak puts it. If the Bible tells us to learn from ants, then you can learn from anything. As crazy as Nigeria is, all this Emiloko that we're laughing about and everything, there is so much. One of the things we can learn from politicians is focus. The Nigerian politician is more focused than the average pastor. Not even Christian. The average pastor. Let that sink. And if we apply 40% of that, you know, but if pastor is not focused, what is the fate of the members? Amen. Thank God our own pastor is focused. But there are many pastors that are not focused. Amen. I'm telling you, we can learn. So don't be quick to criticize. Calm down. Sit back. Watch. Amen. Learn. Even in our politics, there's a lot of ignorance. Amen. By all means, get your PVC. But that's not what... It's not that after we get PVC, then Nigeria will become Dubai. Amen. And you have to know this so that by the time you don't see the change quick. Now, I know that a nation can be born in a day. But it's God that knows how he would. It's God that knows how he will work it out. But humanly speaking, amen. Nigeria is not going to become Dubai overnight. There is no Messiah anywhere. So I know many of us are obedient, but know that there is no Messiah anywhere. Amen. So that you can manage your expectations. I'm hoping that you won't do nonsense within the 8 months that we have. Hallelujah. So there's a lot to learn. And this is how we gather wisdom. Life is beautiful. Your walk with God is beautiful. And one of the elements that should constantly be there is this learning thing. Never stop learning. Amen. That's why a lot of people are not growing. Because they've either stopped learning or what they are learning has been corrupted. When we talk about Christ, Christ is a whole curriculum. And we would have to keep learning and learning. It's not that I've finished school of disciples. I know everything about Christ. No. Amen. Pizak always says that there will be Bible studies in heaven. And I believe it. And one of the ways I know it will be true is because you know that all that the Holy Spirit is still doing now is talking about Jesus. It means that he probably has a lot to say about himself, but there is no time. So when we get there, we will continue. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there's a lot to to learn. I just want you to know there's so much to learn. Approach your life. Approach your life like this. There's a lot to learn in every area. Amen. Some people, the time they are supposed to use to learn, they'll be doing seminar up and down. They want to be talking to everybody that they have arrived. Meanwhile, there is no fruit. Hallelujah. Have you seen people that want to tell you about how to be rich? But when you look at their shoe, there's nothing rich about that shoe. Amen. Now, they could have, but you know, if they were in a class where, if they were more humble, you know, they won't suffer that embarrassment. Some people like to talk up, building castles in the air. How do you build a castle in the air? We'll do this. 5K you don't have. 2K you don't have. But you have your PowerPoint presentation is powerful. That's not the Spirit of God. Amen. That's not the Spirit of God. For example, now, church, don't listen to, how can you, as a pastor, for example, how can somebody that is not, now, I mean, you can learn from people, but how can someone that is not pastoring be the one telling you about pastoring? He doesn't have, you see, anything that somebody has done, respect them. Amen. And learn. Hallelujah. Personally now, it is difficult for me to criticize any building, for example. Because by the great piece I just looked at me said, you'll be the project manager of this. It pained me that I was so engrossed in this that we didn't take the pictures. This place used to be bare. The building that was here burnt to ashes. So when we got here, there was nothing here. This one did not burn, this green building, but this place got burnt. And then and we did this in 6 weeks to the glory of God. And that's why anybody building now, if you tell me you have done your roof, you've done your roof, I will congratulate you because I know what my eyes saw when we were doing this one. Hallelujah. And I learned some practical things. Now, I know this is the house of God, but to be very honest, this also feels like my pet project. Do you understand what I mean? Because I can literally tell you the story of everything here, from the POP to the window to the, like everything. I can't remember one of these poles. Like the day I was carrying it, there was nobody. It was just me and one person. I said, if this thing should follow me now, what to be my fate? One of these poles, I can't remember. All the laborers had gone. It was just me and a few people. And I wasn't this. I wasn't like this then. Hallelujah. But God helped us. It's difficult to look at a building and say, mushroom building. Most people will never be able to, what you are calling mushroom, most people will never be able to put it together. Have you seen people build houses for, some people are trying to build a bungalow for years. It's not complete. Something will keep happening. So anybody that has built even one room, I respect the person because I know that it is not easy. And subsequently, every other thing. So let us keep learning. your life will be beautiful. As we begin to tie this up, there are one or two other scriptures that I want us to see. I hope we've been blessed. Would continue this, but if you would do this, you would be able to maximize your life. Find a way to direct the flow of the grace of God to learning. Amen. Let's see Psalm 32. We have about 5 more minutes. Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Verse 8. Are we there? It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse. It means that if you are not learning, you will be like the horse. It says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will instruct you and I would teach you in the way you should go. Teaching is not just speaking English. In the Hebrew, to teach means to direct the flow of something. It means to shoot straight. Amen. Hallelujah. And whenever the Spirit of God, whatever the Spirit of God is bringing to your heart, it's not just for fun or for excitement. If God has directed that flow to you, please receive it. Hallelujah. Job says, receive the words from his mouth. Then he says, good will come to you. So it means if we don't receive, good will not come. Let's not just be excited, jumping up and down. Let's make sure that we're learning. So that assumption, remember, anything that is an assumption doesn't necessarily mean it is happening. Amen. But for all of us here, there is an assumption that we're learning. We're learning Christ. We're learning the ways of God. We're learning how to be meek and all of that. Jesus said, take my yoke. And he says, learn off or from me, depending on the version that you're reading. But the rendering basically means learn from me. There's so much to learn. There's so much that the Spirit of God wants to teach us. There's so much that the Spirit of God wants to teach us through our pastor. Hallelujah. All of us, or everybody that has stayed with Pastor Zach, let's leave the previous years. Everybody that has stayed with Pastor Zach, for example, in their heart, since he got back in April, they've learned things that only time and eternity will tell. And we've just barely scratched the surface. So please, let's give ourselves to learning. Don't allow any devil talk you out of learning. Amen. That is what will make your teaching effective. Some people want to teach. We don't have time to go there. Paul spoke about some people in 1 Timothy chapter 1. It says that they desire to be teachers of the law. But there's one problem. They don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand what they're affirming. Amen. but they desire to be teachers, but they are empty. Hallelujah. That will not be you in the name of Jesus. So let's keep learning. Let's keep learning. And let's go back to our scripture. If I'm the one preaching next week, Saturday, we'll probably continue from this. Hope you are blessed. So whatever things were written, please put this scripture in your heart. Were written for our learning. We know some people have gotten, some people get to a point and say, oh, the Bible is not accurate. There are some documents they did not put. Amen. Say, let's go and look for the Catholic Bible. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells you that this one, it is enough. If you are going to live, if for example, you are going to be on this side of eternity for 100 years, for example, or 90 years, depending on when you meet with God and you get born again, the Bible says that we will not be, what the implication of this is that we will not be able to exist, we will not be able to exhaust the content of the scripture. So we will never get to a point where there's nothing to say. We'll never come gather like this and there won't be anything to learn. Bishop Dag says, if you don't have anything to preach, read the Bible to the members. Hallelujah. By the time we read chapter, you are blessed already. If you are not blessed, that's your problem. And there will only be one reason why you are not blessed, because you are looking for what is not lost. But you know, the Bible is like water. Sometimes just reading, not to preach. That's why the worst thing you can do is to read to try and get message. That's how some people get into heresy. Hallelujah. They'll say this off. The Greek word, the Greek meaning of off. Off is off. Amen. And is and. There is no Greek anywhere. Sometimes you just need to carry Bible in basic English. You see that your revelation is in the mud. Hallelujah. Then we have to now ginger ourselves again. But everything written for our learning. Amen. That's why there is nobody that reads the Bible. There is nobody that gets into the spirit of the word that will not be wise. Hallelujah. If people were reading the Bible, for example, receiving the word as they should, there won't be any need for therapists, psychology, and all that. All those things, all the problems that psychologists solve are consequences for not doing the word. Hallelujah. So therapy, what do they say? Talk therapy. What are they talking? Amen. It's all, the power is in the word. That's why some people want to abuse pastors, they say, hell, these pastors need to be trained. Pastors are not trained in psychology, because a pastor is a therapist, a pastor is a lawyer, a pastor is everything. Hallelujah. I know there is a place for all of that, but there is a wisdom that the Spirit of God gives. Hallelujah. So let's bury ourselves in the scripture. Let's not look for what is not lost. People are looking for all kinds of strange documents. You know, there are documents that didn't make the scripture as we have it. And some people have gone to look for it till their head jams. But that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So please, let's keep giving ourselves to learning. There's so much to learn. And you will see the fruit. And even in this season, one of the ways that we would navigate the wiles of the enemy, and all that the enemy is doing is giving ourselves to learning. There are traps, and the Bible says the snare is broken and our soul is escaped. As we keep learning, we will keep escaping every plan of the enemy. So let's get into this, and the Spirit of God will help us. Hallelujah. Hope this helped somebody. We'll pick this up some other time. God bless you.